Well, no surprises here. 6 months after Labor was hurled out of government, its wasteful spending under Kevin Rudd and Julie Gillard is still making headlines. I see a paper by three Australian academics published in the US-based International Journal of Public Administration has used Labor's disastrous $16.2 billion Building the Education Revolution as an international example of how not to govern. The paper by academics Chris Lewis from Canberra University, Brian Dollery from the University of New England, and Michael Court from Southern Cross University holds up the Building the Education Revolution as a case study of government failure, an example of what not to do when rolling out large-scale public expenditure programs. It goes on, the BER program can be classified as an example of government failure, particularly in terms of legislative and bureaucratic failure. The paper finds the BER did not, quote, adequately capture, unquote, value for money and produced, quote, fiscal lag, unquote, because its economic stimulus objective came too late and was at odds with the Reserve Bank's restrictive monetary policy. It finds the Department of Education failed to ensure the program delivered value for money. More than 5 years after the global financial crisis, there are still 8 BER projects in New South Wales and 1 in Victoria yet to be completed. Another almighty mess for Tony Abbott to clean up.